With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Alex Hager. A driver was charged this week after striking and injuring a person on Aspen's pedestrian mall on Christmas Eve. Assistant Police Chief Bill Lynn says it's not the first time a vehicle's made its way onto the mall, and the city's considered putting up protective barriers. But he says vehicle access to the mall is necessary for snow removal and deliveries.
You know, it's not just a simple answer to say, well, clearly we don't need cars driving in there, so we should block them.
Lynn says a lot of the times a car ends up on the mall, it's someone unfamiliar with the area who didn't realize the street turned into a pedestrian zone. At the 28th annual Academy screening starting tomorrow, Aspen audiences can catch films likely to see Oscar nominations this year. Kristen Kay has more.
The festival opens tomorrow night with Bombshell, which stars Nicole Kidman, Charlize Theron, and Margot Robbie as news anchors who came forward about sexual harassment by Fox News creator Robert Ailes. While that hit theaters in December, Aspen Films executive and artistic director Susan Rubel says Academy Screenings offers a sneak peek at a number of other films.
We try to get as many films as we can that have not been out in the marketplace already.
Those include the World War I epic 1917 and Just Mercy, a look at racial bias in the American legal system, starring Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan. Academy Screenings runs through Tuesday at the Wheeler Opera House and Isis Theater in Aspen. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
And I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.